Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with your host, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Parthenia is a psychologist and certified natural healthcare practitioner who will show you alternative paths towards health with a holistic approach. Call in with your questions or comments at 888-235-7374. And now here's the host of Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard.
Good morning to those of you listening to our live broadcast today, June 7, 2008, and hello to those of you listening to an internet archive within a few minutes of the show close or rebroadcast some other time here on Achieve Radio. There is a link on my website. You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard, at Achieve Radio on the internet, obviously. And to call into the program, call 888-235-7374. That's 888-235-7374. Or you can send instant messages. I believe they call them in-quick messages when you go to the Achieve Radio website. And during the show, you can use that link to send us messages and ask questions on air. Okay, please, any problems with the internet links, give me a call at 866-472-6094. That's 866-472-6094. Now, on this program, we discuss alternative medicine therapies, related products and issues, and we do it with the experts. Only try the therapy shared here after consulting with your physician. Now, last Saturday my guest was Raymond Francis, MSc, author of Never Be Sick Again, and we talked about his new book, Never Be Fat Again. We extended the interview last week, so we didn't get to the herb and the asana, and we might get to it today. Now, if you missed that show, you can go to my website at www.amtherapies.com. Click on the Achieve Radio link to hear the show. For appointments with me and for general information, call 866-472-6094. That's 866-472-6094. Now, Intuitive Monique Chapman visits every second Saturday of the month. Next Saturday, June 14, at the end of the program, we'll have Monique's moments. She'll share her intuition about world affairs and callers' concerns. Also, remember, you can purchase my book, the book I co-authored, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health, on my website. Visit www.amtherapies.com to make that wonderful resource a gift to yourself and or a friend. Today I'm speaking with Meyer Schneider, Ph.D., LMT, author of Movement for Self-Healing, the Natural Vision Improvement Kit, and the Yoga for Your Eyes CD. Now, at the end of the program, if we have time, we'll discuss the herb Muira Poama and the asana Pavarita Parsvakonasana. Now it's time for our wellness news. Laugh your way to wellness with Yoga Trend, Science Daily, May 6, 2008. Ho, ho, ha, 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 end quote. Students in a fitness class at the University of Michigan Health System chant repeatedly while clapping their hands and walking around the room. They're just getting warmed up. In the next half hour, they will stretch their muscles and work on breathing exercises. They'll also laugh for most of the 30 minutes, from self-conscious giggles to uninhibited belly laughs, all in the name of fitness. This is a laughter yoga course, part of a growing trend in parts of the United States, India, and other countries. The students are relearning something children already know instinctively, that laughter makes you feel better. Quote, kids laugh about 400 times a day and adults only 15, end quote, notes Barb Fisher, a certified laughter yoga leader and the instructor of this class offered by the UM Health System's MFIT Health Promotion Division. Quote, laughter is a gift that has been given to us to make us feel better, end quote. Fisher teaches her students that not only is it fun to laugh, but that laughter yoga, also known as Hatha yoga, can provide many health benefits. It can help reduce stress, enhance the immune system, strengthen cardiovascular functions, oxygenate the body by boosting the respiratory system, improve circulation, tone muscles, help with digestion and constipation. Even with all of these health benefits, though, laughter yoga shouldn't replace other types of aerobic and weight-bearing exercises. Quote, studies have shown that 20 seconds of a good hard belly laugh is worth 3 minutes on the rowing machine, end quote, Fisher says. Quote, however, that does not mean we want to stop doing all other exercises. It means that incorporating laughter yoga can add to the benefits we see from our regular exercise routine, end quote. Like more traditional fitness classes, laughter yoga requires a warm-up period. Since students can't necessarily start a class prepared to break out into deep laughter, they begin with the clapping and chanting mentioned above. Then they perform breathing exercises, followed by stretches and laughing games. As developed by laughter yoga creator Madam Kataria, a family physician from India, these laughing exercises can include many varieties, such as hearty laughter, laughter by raising both the arms in the sky and the head tilted a little backwards, greeting laughter, joining both the hands and shaking hands with at least 4 or 5 people in the group, appreciation laughter, join your pointing finger with the thumb to make a small circle while making gestures as if you are appreciating your group members and laughing simultaneously, milkshake laughter, hold and mix 2 imaginary glasses of milk or coffee and pour the milk from one glass into the other by chanting IE, and then pour it back into the first glass chanting IE. Then everyone laughs while making a gesture as if they are drinking milk. The students in Fisher's class have discovered the mental and physical benefits of these and other laughter exercises. Quote, the biggest effect that I've gotten from laughter yoga is what it's done for me mentally and that it has lightened my day and my week, end quote, says Deborah Slotsberg. Quote, I also think I have improved my breathing, end quote. Quote, it gives me a relaxed feeling and yet I actually feel like I worked out, end quote, says Ann Twork. And you get back some of the child in you. Oh, sounds like a wonderful way to exercise. Okay. And now, as I said earlier, my guest today is Meyer Schneider. He's an internationally respected therapist and educator. Meyer is the founder and director of the School for Self-Healing in San Francisco, the author of the Natural Vision Improvement Kit, Movement for Self-Healing book, and Yoga for Your Eyes CD, Meyer Schneider's Miracle Eyesight Method, Self-Healing, My Life and Vision, and he's the principal author of The Handbook for Self-Healing. He was awarded a PhD in the healing arts for his work with muscularity. So when we come back from break, we will start with that interview. You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. This portion of the program is sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies, now in Wynwood, Pennsylvania. Visit my website, www.amtherapies.com, and call our new number for appointments, 866-472-6094. That's 866-472-6094. You are hearing us live from the internet. We'll be back with Meyer Schneider, PhD, LMT, author of Movement for Self-Healing, the Natural Vision Improvement Kit, and the Yoga for Your Eyes CD.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like Iridology, Kinesiology, Reflexology, Energy Medicine, which includes Qi Li Therapy, Acupressure, and Psychological Consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com.
Or call 610-658-0135. Alternative Medicine Therapies.
You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Remember, on my site, www.amtherapies.com, you can preview and purchase the book I co-authored called 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health. My chapter is Naturopathy. Mark Allen from William Penn High School in Philadelphia enjoyed a wonderful prom last night, and as did many young people, I believe. And, yes, we're talking with Meyer Schneider, Ph.D., LMT, author of Movement for Self-Healing, the Natural Vision Improvement Kit, and the Yoga for Your Eyes CD. Good morning, Meyer. How are you?
Good morning, Parthenia. I couldn't wait for this talk show.
Oh, I'm so glad that we were able to arrange this. I've been waiting also. It's so critical that people have vision and that they find ways of improving it without having to, you know, subject themselves to
endless... Well, the critical thing is that beside myself and very few other people, nobody has faith in people's vision. Basically,
right.
People succumb to the finding of... a physicist from Austria in the 1800s and accepted the fact that eyes cannot improve. I mean, even when you practice holistic health, you basically can see many people with glasses, and most people who practice holistic health may believe in all kinds of things, but they really don't believe that their eyes can do any better. And basically, if you take a look at it, it's a general trend where... old beliefs are controlling our lives today. So all that medicine does, it tries to sophisticate and improve the symptomatic treatment of poor vision, but doesn't try to think about ways to make you see well. And it's, by the way, true about many other parts of the body. I mean, people give up on paralyzed people and don't think they can get any better. People think we should treat our back pain instead of get rid of our back pain with time. And so the outlook that we have at degeneration and poor use is practically uniform. We think we cannot get better from all kinds of ailments that actually the body can get rid of. And I really believe that nobody should wear glasses. Nobody needs them. And I think that the eyes can get better. There are ways to make the eyes better, and that's what I want to talk to you about in this show. And I have very good examples for it.
Okay, before we get there, because I'm anxious to get there too, I just want to give our listeners a little bit of the human person so they get a handle on who you are, where you came from, what your personal experiences were, which sort of catapulted you into studying and finding about everything that you have. So where are you from? And then give us a little background about your early years and your vision challenges.
I was born in the Ukraine. I was born blind to deaf parents. The reason that I was blind is that I was born with cataracts. Normally, many people have cataracts, and they normally have it in their 60s and 70s.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes these days, unfortunately, even earlier in their 50s. But you hardly hear about anyone who was born with it. It is a genetic trait. I guess in my family, I must have been the anomaly that caused it because my two kids were born with cataracts. And to explain to the audience, cataracts is an opacity of the lens. The problem with me is that in my generation, medicine did not know that you should remove the lens at the age of 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Because by the age of 8 weeks, the brain wants you to see. And if you don't see at the age of 8 weeks, the brain erases the whole idea of seeing. In fact, it went so wrong with me that physicians have operated my lenses. They were trying to simply remove the areas where the cataract was most dense and created scar tissues in my lenses to the point that only 1% of my lens allows me to see. The rest is scar tissue that bounces the light back. So for those two reasons, having scar tissue in my lens and having my surgeries at the age of four years instead of 2 weeks, I was raised reading Braille. My two kids were born with cataracts, and their surgeries were done at the age of 2 weeks. And with combination of eye exercises, their vision is completely excellent. But I did not have that luck in the beginning of my life. And nobody thought that I should cross the street without a dog or a cane or an attendant. Today, I read, write, and drive. And I'm very proud of my driver's license.
Which he also shows you in his materials. He has a photo of it, so you have proof. Go on. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And so what the process that caused it was a total change in the way that I looked at the world. When I started my life with Braille, my teachers would teach me to not look close to my Braille because they said that I won't make any sense of my vision, but to simply feel the Braille. It's interesting, until these days I often dial the phone not even looking at the dial. But It was a terrible order to my brain: don't look, just feel. And I had to reverse that. What I learned were principal exercises that taught me to relax my eyes, to adjust them to light. Until then, I was wearing very dark glasses because I had a secondary condition to the cataract, which is involuntary movement of the eyes, which is called nystagmus. If you saw Stevie Wonder, that's the same kind of movement and flutter that my eyes had. And conceal it from the world, and also because light bothered me very much, I used to have very dark glasses. Well, I learned to adjust to the sunlight by closing my eyes and moving my head from side to side with the eyes closed. And by the way, I'm very much against sunglasses because they prevent us from having strength to withstand the light, which is through pupillary contraction. But continuing that point, I learned then to look at details, something that was very, very much outside my mentality until then. And so as I started to look at details, first of all, I saw them in a grotesque way. I would mix between objects. I would mix between people and objects and would see them all as one object, one fuzzy object altogether. But I learned to distinguish between windows and walls, and with time between windows and air conditioners, and with time I could distinguish between someone's head and body. And as I learned to look at more and more details, I built up a sense of sight that today allows me to read, write, and drive.
Well, now, was this before your introduction to Dr. Bates's approach, or
after?
No, this
was Dr. Bates's approach.
This
is exactly what Bates is talking about. He's talking about the fact that the central part of the eye, called the macula, tends to look at details. And our tendency is to not look at details. That's how so many millions of people lose their macula. Physicians don't understand something very, very important, and this is that often function leads to structure. So if you have macular degeneration, they will say, you simply have degeneration of your macula. They wouldn't understand that you invested years of not using the macula because the tendency is to not look at details. And so I built up basically the function of my macula. There was nothing really wrong with my retina and nothing essentially pathologically wrong with my brain cells, except they have not developed properly. So by creating a new connection between my eyes and my brain, and also between my body and my eyes, where I would stop feeling for everything but start to look, I actually build up enough vision that today is about 40%. I started with less than half of 1%.
Wonderful. Well, see, ladies and gentlemen, I wanted you to have a handle on where he came from. This is somebody who really had this serious vision problem, and using his own approach has been able to fix that up a lot. Okay, now you mentioned, before we get into details about the book and the kit and the CD, you want to share some of those case studies or those case histories that you were going to mention earlier?
Oh, I have many, so let me just pick up three or four.
I know, and they're throughout the books, ladies and gentlemen. They're throughout the book, and they're wonderfully written, wonderfully presented.
I had once a lady who came to me with complained that she's blind in her left eye and legally blind in her right eye. She saw 20/200, which is 20% of normal vision. That means that the big letter on the chart that everyone else can see from 200 feet, she could only see from 20 feet. And as we sat down in my office, she was able to see 2100, which is the second line, which is significantly better. And her mother was surprised because she came to me from Canada to San Francisco, and she said, I went to all the experts in Canada. She never saw 2100 with them. I said, well, she was relaxed in my office. And then we went to a dark room where I patched her strong eye with double patch, so it will be firmly closed. She wouldn't be able to see anything with it. Not firmly, forcefully, but firmly in terms of it will be close enough that no light would penetrate. And I turn a red light, because it's a long waves, on, and the light was turning on and off. And in about a minute, she could see the light bulb. And in 3 minutes, she could see my face, her parents' face, and the rest of the room.
Oh, my goodness.
And her parents asked what happened. And I said, well, the ophthalmologist always wanted to know what she can do in 30 seconds or 1 minute. The moment she only responds to light and nothing else, they left it alone. But because the brain was lazy, it took it 3 minutes to wake up and see that she can see with that eye. So then we kept that double patch, and we walked to the trampoline and got her to connect between her body and her eyes. And that's a very important thing. We threw balls, and she caught balls and threw balls. She didn't have good vision in that eye, but she had vision. And for 18 years, her parents, herself, and all the ophthalmologists that she met thought that there is no vision in that eye. And after that, she came a year later when she was 19, to work on eye teaming, and we succeeded with that. Her vision improved from 2200 to 2060, which is a very significant improvement, and she was able to continue her college seeing much better. That's one out of many examples. I have a very good working example now. There is a beautiful girl who is now 15 and a half years of age, and she was born with cataract in one eye, and normal sight in the other eye. So the normal sight she sees better than 20/20, 20/15. But the cataract eyes, they thought that she cannot see any letters, any large print. Well, this is 1 week that she's spending with me, to be exact, 5 days of therapy, 2.5 hours each day, and she can right now read with her cataract eye large print. She can look at objects when I'm patching the strong eye. And she can even work on eye teaming, getting the two eyes to work together from near. I can tell you so many stories. For example,
well, you know, what I find most interesting is if you can do that type of thing with people who have what I call organic challenges with their vision, then it's got to be a lot simpler to work with people who seem to have more of a muscular issue or challenge-related problem with their vision.
Absolutely. There was one wonderful guy who worked in one of my classes, not even in individually, and he called me after 8 months and said that in 8 months he was able to reduce his prescription from 7 diopters to 3.5. And that means he got rid of half of his glasses with severe myopia. I think it's very important. And I'll give you another statistics, actually. Finally, I do have statistics. I had a class on April in San Francisco, and we had 29 people who took the class from the first day to the last day, 6 days of class. We had 39 people in the class, but some could only come for the weekend for 3 days. So we measured the vision of all those 29 people. We taught them to measure each other and write notes. They looked at a chart from near and from far, and also at print from near. They measured the vision indoors and outdoors. And I taught them to measure it properly. For example, if somebody was legally blind, I would tell them without glasses to measure their vision from 5 feet. If somebody was normally sighted, I would teach them to measure their vision from 20 feet. So everybody was measured from a distance where they could see some of the chart, but not all of the chart. In 6 days, at the sixth day, I got them to measure the vision again. So the first day and the sixth day, well, out of 29 people, 26 improved their vision. 15
wow.
Indoors and outdoors, and then 8 only outdoors, and 3 only indoors. So the picture is that 26 out of 29 people improved their vision in that class, with similar improvements in other classes. In Israel, I had a class with 22 people who took it from the first day to the last day, and 16 out of them improved their vision. So we called UCSF and UC Berkeley and invited from the School of Ophthalmology and School of Optometry to have people come and look at our classes. We were endorsed by top ophthalmologists. But
what?
Our request died in committees. And basically, the politics of it is that ophthalmologists and optometrists oppose eye exercises so much that when they heard about my good reputations, they were afraid to change their viewpoint about what can be done with vision. And it is very narrow and it's very bad because, you see, you start with simple myopia, nearsightedness. And then you continue with a long eyeball and eventually a detached retina. You start with simple stiffness in your neck, and then you continue with poor blood flow to your eyes that, in my opinion, could lead to high pressure in the eye like glaucoma. If we changed our visual habits and if we started to see better, we would basically erase 95% of all existing pathologies that relate to old age. We probably would live much happier life because there's nothing as good vision, and there's nothing like achieving good vision when you do it naturally.
Well, it seems obvious to me why you might have some challenges getting, certain groups to support what it is you do, but we won't go into all of that. What would you say is the first thing? Okay, because you have the CD, you have the kit, and you have the textbook. The book seems to present not only a holistic approach, more of the information about the holistic approach to vision, but it expands it into other areas of wellness. How did you get from, what would you suggest a person who's just wanting to start out to get a handle on their vision? What would be the best thing for them to get at this point?
We celebrated, in Sounds True, the publisher of Yoga for Your Eyes, the 10th anniversary of Yoga for Your Eyes. And so far it sold more than 38,000 copies. And I'm very happy. I don't have any money behind me. I don't have any business behind that. People simply bought the DVD, saw the DVD, improved their vision, and were really surprised and told their friends. So my suggestion is get Yoga for Your Eyes. It's easy to get. And then get the book Movement for Self-Healing because it's an easy book to read. I remember that...
Most definitely.
One chiropractor talked to me about a book that was the base of this book, which was called Self-Healing, My Life and Vision, and said to me, Mayor, I read this book in 2 hours. I said, my goodness, it took me 8 years to write it. That's why it took me only 2 hours to read it. So it's easy to read. It's in a story form. Also, we have two or three programs that could be interesting for the...
Okay, could you hold that thought while we go to break, and then we'll start with that when we come back? Okay, you're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. I want to remind you about my internet mall on the website. It's an easy way you can purchase all kinds of wonderful products at very low rates. Check regularly as I add new products often. And you can also purchase Nature Sunshine products, who offer an extensive line of high-quality nutritional supplements, from a vitamin, a boost to your immune system, weight loss support, or an herbal blend. And yes, we'll be back with Meyer Schneider, PhD, LMT, author of Movement for Self-Healing, the Natural Vision Improvement Kit, and Yoga for Your Eyes.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like Iridology, Kinesiology, Reflexology, Energy Medicine, which includes Qi Light Therapy, Acupressure, and Psychological Consultations, has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com.
Or call 610-658-0135. Alternative Medicine Therapies.
You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. My guest next week, June 14, 2008, will be Kate McLaughlin, author of Mommy, I'm Still Here, One Family's Journey with Bipolar Disorder. At the end of that program, we will discuss the herb Mulin and the asana Parita Ardha Chandrasana. I'm exclusively on Achieve Radio now, and we are back with Meyer Schneider, PhD, LMT, author of Movement for Self-Healing, the Natural Vision Improvement Kit, and the Yoga for Your Eyes CD. Call 888-235-7374. That's 888-235-7374 to ask questions. Meyer, before we go on, we do have a caller. We have Lewis from New York. Good morning, Lewis. Hello.
Good morning.
Do you have a question for our guest, Mr. Dr. Schneider?
Yes. I was just wondering, Dr. Schneider, if I could share with you a story for natural improvement of my eyesight. I had some ear candling technique. I understand it was taught to the person who did it for me by an American Indian. And after this lady performed this ear candling for me, I was 15 candles. My eyesight improved markedly, and also I think my hearing also. Anyway, I don't know if you've ever heard about this.
Well, everybody in the holistic world heard about ear candling. My assumption is that if your vision improved as a result of it, it was because of the heat and the extra blood flow. In fact, one of the main reasons for people's blindness in old age has to do with poor blood flow to the head. When you have poor blood flow to the head, the eyes become stiff, and also there is bleeding in the retina with time that can cause blindness, and also there could be lack of blood to the eye that could lack of blood flow to the eye that was proven to cause high pressure in the eye. But in the first place, whether you would have gotten a neck massage or ear candling, more blood to the head would help you to see better temporarily. And more blood to the head regularly would help you to see better permanently.
Oh, wonderful.
Well, thank you very much for sharing that experience, Lewis. Is there something else you want to ask of Dr. Schneider?
I'm not at the moment, but I'm just intrigued. I can't wait till I get the book and the yoga for the eyes and also the VCR.
Kit. Okay, well, very good. Keep listening, and thank you for calling in.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Yes, he's one of our avid listeners, so I was glad that you were able to address his question, his concern. Okay, now, before we go on to the programs you wanted to share with us, could you briefly state what are the general causes for visual challenges that most people experience?
Well, to begin with, the fact that we live modern life. What's wrong with modern life is that we look so much from near. Before there was literacy, people saw much better. A good example is that there was research in Kathmandu, Tibet, where there used to be great amount of illiteracy. And they found that from the ages of 6 to 19, only 3% of the children are nearsighted. And then they went to Hong Kong, the same researchers, where you learn to read from the age of 4, and they found that 62% of the children are nearsighted. If you would just look at this country's memory, if you look at a class 50 years ago, basically one out of 35 or 40 kids would be wearing glasses. There would be an exception. Today, look at a class of 30 kids, and 11 or 12 of them would wear glasses. So with the advent of computers, with looking so much from near, and it doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand why, people start to be nearsighted. The reason is that the lens basically is made to look mainly far. The ciliary muscles relax and stretch. The suspensory ligament behind the lens stretches, and the lens is flat. But when you look from near, the ciliary muscles contract, the suspensory ligament stops working, the lens becomes convex. So even when you sit down and look at the walls in your house, you're actually creating a curvature in your lens, and you don't relax your muscles. In the past, people were farmers and hunters, and they looked at a distance most of the time. You can't pay your bills looking at a distance. You can't read a book looking at a distance. So most of modern people's attraction is to look from near. Well, what we need to do is spend 8 minutes twice a day looking at a distance, not while driving, but while sitting or standing, and that can prevent most cataract surgeries because the reason that you lose your lens, the lens becomes opaque unless it's from birth and it's genetic like in my case, is because of the fact that the lens doesn't have enough flexibility. And with time, it becomes rigid. So basically, I would say that the way that we use the eyes causes the problem. Another thing is lack of curiosity at detail. The eyes really need your mind to be curious. When you look at infants and at babies, they really are curious. And in fact, we tend to stimulate them because they're really interested in what they're seeing. But when we become adults, we start to take our environment for granted, and we don't look at objects with a great curiosity. Add to it the fact that many people read whole paragraphs, sometimes whole pages, and they don't look at details. And another fact is that most people don't even look much at each other's faces because that's considered to be an invasion of privacy. And you can see that we stop looking at details. That's how people lose their central vision and their macula, but that's how they lose the sharpness of the vision. So I would like to actually say that it's not that we have genetic tendency for nearsightedness, and most people who are nearsighted simply have normal genes. Those who are not nearsighted have very strong genes that in spite of poor use of their eyes and in spite of bad environment, they still see well. But if we in some ways change this, for example, rest the eyes, learn to look at details, learn to compensate for the fact that we don't look far, use more of our periphery, we would have no people with glasses these days.
Very good. Now, you started to talk to us about two programs that you have.
Yeah, what I have, which is worth people's while to come to us, I know it by the fact that most people who participate in those programs come from far away. One is we're going to have on Labor Day 3 days, one on self-healing through movement, where you learn how to prevent joint problems and to breathe better and prevent nerve problems. One day is on regenerative hands-on massage techniques. You learn to prevent osteoporosis with special tapotman massage. You learn to prevent neurological problems and help them. And if you have a sick spouse or parent, you learn how to work with them. And one day is on natural vision improvement, when you learn how to get rid of your glasses. And that's going to be on Labor Day, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday off Labor Day. I had some people who came to me from Canada and many people from other states. I remember there was a couple who came to me from Washington State. They drove to me, and this was their honeymoon, to take Labor Day weekend. We also give fantastic meals in those weekends, but you learn to, you look at it as a retreat. We don't put as much information as I put in other intensive workshops, but you actually learn a bit more because it's in a retreat form. We study for 45 minutes, take a tea break, and study for another 2 hours, take a lunch break. And so we do it in a very, very casual and nice atmosphere. And people love it. Some people come back to us from distance all the time. Then I have
Before you go, before you go on, give us your web address and any other contact information so if people are interested, they can find out more about this.
Can I start with my phone number?
Sure.
415-665-9574.
Okay, that's 415-665-9574, okay?
Right, and our web is www.self-healing.org.
Okay, self-healing.org. Okay, excellent.
Yeah, now, we have a non-profit organization, that's why it's org.
I got you. Okay, now, where is this, in San Francisco?
In San Francisco, by the beach. We got we built our school in a residential neighborhood, and it was an exception, so the whole board of supervisors voted to allow us to do it. So that was a great thing. But what I want to tell everyone, we have another program which is not as easy to do or nurturing or anything of that nature because it is intensive. However,
hold that thought. We'll come back. When we come back to break, we'll start right with that, I promise. You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. We'll be back with Meyer Schneider, PhD, LMT, author of Movement for Self-Healing, the Natural Vision Improvement Kit, and Yoga for Your Eyes CD.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like Iridology, Kinesiology, Reflexology, Energy Medicine, which includes Qi Light Therapy, Acupressure, and Psychological Consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com.
Or call 610-658-0135. Alternative Medicine Therapies.
We are back, and you're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Remember my book, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health. You can purchase it on my website. And William Penn's Mark Allen had a wonderful night last night at his prom, and you'll be getting information about where he's going to go to college later on. Meyer Schneider is our guest today, PhD, LMT, author of Movement for Self-Healing. Now, that's the book. And then the Natural Vision Improvement Kit has, I'm going to tell you everything that's in there, and then the Yoga for Your Eyes CD. If you have any questions for our guest, call 888-235-7374, and that's 888-235-7374 with your questions. Now, Meyer, I want to let people know, in the CD, with the Yoga for Your Eyes CD, you get a manual, what I'm calling, a study guide is what they call it, and you get a chart, and you get, I'm calling it a cardboard strip that helps with blocking out the light for doing the exercises, and you get the CD. And then in the kit, in the Natural Vision Improvement